your world, you never sleep, do you?
Not if you understand it, no.
Huh?
No.
No, you never sleep, and you're never tired.
No, not really tired. Not in the physical sense.
Yeah.
We can withdraw from activity, whatever it is, you know.
Yes.
Relax if we wish.
Yes.
I suppose you call it a kind of sleep, but not sleep as you know it.
Yes.
But then again, we very, very rarely need it.
Yeah.
We don't feel tired.
No.
Not as you understand tiredness.
No, that's right.
I find it very difficult to put into words certain things.
Yes, I understand.
You see, things that apply to us that don't apply to you, don't quite know how to describe it.
Yeah.
Hello, darling.
Yes, it does.
What are you talking about?
sleep? No, I'm talking...
I thought I heard you talk about sleep.
Huh?
I thought I heard you talk about
sleep. Yes. Yeah, Mickey was such a long time coming, so I joked that he must be sleeping.
We have been here all the time, you know. We come with you.
Yes.
At least I come with you.
Yes, that's right, darling. I know you are always with me. And the rose is lovely.
They are very beautiful. You have brought me golden roses.
Yeah.
They are lovely today.
Scent is for a divine, darling. They are so lovely in scent.
The perfume.
Yes. The perfume is beautiful. They're so small. You always like that golden yellow.
I always did like yellow.
Yes.
It is a very
warm
color, you
yes,
know?
Yes, it is. It's like,
like the sunshine.
Yes,
you know?
warm your heart. Color is a wonderful thing, really.
Over here we have many colors.
Tell me, what is the color scheme in the home you have?
Well, I am very fond of blue and silver.
Blue?
And silver.
Uh-huh.
White.
Right.
Blue, white, silver.
Uh-huh.
And I also like lilac color.
What color?
Lilac.
Lilac. Ah, yes, yes. I know. Well, that's a lovely color.
Like a soft purple, you know?
Soft?
Like a soft purple.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, yes.
But I like most colors.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. You mean green?
I'm very fond of green, too.
Yes.
I like the pastel colors.
Yes, that's right.
The soft colors, you know?
Yes.
Rather than the very bright ones.
You know, at home, my color scheme is in green.
I know.
Yes.
It is very pleasant.
Yes.
It is good. It is natural color.
Yes. It's
like
very,
the...
It's very restful to the nerves.
Of course.
There's some colors which are rather exciting and not restful, especially the red.
I know, the reds and the orange.
Yes.
You like the softer colors,
yes, like
me.
The softer colors.
But I like most colors.
Yes.
Over here we have many colors.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I have never, ever seen on earth, you know.
No.
We have much more color, you know.
Yes.
Very much more. Like in many things, you know.
Yes.
In music, we have a much wider range, you know.
Of music, yes.
Oh. I think this is something that many people, when they first come here, find very difficult to understand.
Yes.
It's so amazing, you know.
Yeah.
Surprising for them.
Yeah.
All the differences, you know.
Yes.
Some of them are tremendous, you know.
Yes.
I sometimes wear clothes, you know.
Yes.
According to my mood,
that's
you know.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Sometimes it is a pastel blue, and sometimes it is a very soft green, and sometimes it is golden color, you know.
And usually embroidered in silver stars.
Sometimes, yes, I like the silver with the blue.
Yes.
And also it is very nice with other colors too. I like lilac color.
Uh-huh.
You know, that is like a soft papoose, you
yes,
know?
Yes. That was your
favorite. I remember years ago, I have a dress, you know,
yes,
of that color.
Yes.
Perhaps you do not remember.
I have a bit of it.
Not still?
Yes.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Goodness
yes,
me.
Yes.
It must be very old.
Yes, very old.
Must yes, be 18, it, 20
it
years.
It was a print.
So?
And, you know, I have made a casing of my sponge rubber sheet for my typewriter. Listen. So I have it in front of my eyes. I remember it.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I have seen it, but I did yes, not think yes, it was part of the dress,
yes,
you know,
no,
because I thought it was gone.
No.
It is so old.
No. I remember that. I liked it too.
What have you done with these spectacles?
What have I done with these?
Glasses, spectacles.
Oh, I have them, darling.
You have them too?
Yes, I have them, all of them. They're in. I wish I could use them, but
they
are different.
Oh, no. They would not suit your
no,
eyes.
No,
they would do bad for
no,
you.
No,
they would do more
yes,
of the harm, you know.
Better
that would not be wise,
no,
huh?
No.
You keep everything.
Yes, I can't throw anything below.
The I think you have not kept, huh?
No,
everything you keep.
I don't throw anything about
it. Have you noticed the birds?
Birds?
The birds.
Which one?
They come to the window.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Of course, they seem to be very tame, you know.
I know.
Even when I walk in the ground, the pigeons, you think, were walking with me.
I know.
Oh. But I have nothing for them. But there are so many of them. You can't feed all the pigeons.
You cannot feed them all.
No.
But sometimes you give for them the combs.
Do you remember how we used to play with the pigeons in Hyde Park?
I remember very well.
And I showed a snap of that.
I know. I saw the pictures when
yes,
you were showing them, you
yes,
know. It remember me,
yes,
reminds me, you know.
That's right.
And when we go to queue.
Yes, right.
On the bus.
Yes, that's right.
On the bus.
Yes, that's right.
And do you remember, was it called Hampton Court?
That's right, Hampton Court. You know,
and do you remember we go into the garden at
yes,
Hampton Court?
That's right. Do you know that Hampton Court was one time a palace facing the river, and now the facing is away from the river on the other side.
Why?
Well, I suppose it was rebuilt at one.
I don't know,
yes,
but I remember
very, very
we
nice,
have many trips
yes,
to different places, you
yes,
know?
Yes, that's right.
When we come to London
yes, yes,
and we go to Kew Gardens
that's right, Kew
and we
Gardens
go to Hampton Court
yes,
and other places,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
I remember all those things.
Yes.
I remember all the happy moments we
yes,
share. But I say to myself, always, you know,
yes,
the time is not far away when you will be with me.
Yes.
And we will do many things together.
Yes, I hope so.
I look forward so much to it.
Yes.
Your coming here.
Yes.
That means more to me than anything.
Mm.
Do you hear me?
Yes, of course, beautifully.
You know, I don't always know.
No.
If
no,
I speak clearly, you know.
Oh, you.
It is not easy
yeah,
always for me
yeah,
to know exactly
yeah,
how I sound,
no,
you know.
No,
I don't want you to be disappointed.
No, you speak just as if you are in the room.
Oh, well, I'm in the room.
Yes.
But, you know,
just as
it's difficult for me
yes,
to
I
know exactly if I
yes,
sound
yes,
properly,
I
you know?
Yes, I understand, darling. But,
what were you going to say?
There are happy days, I should say.
But there are many happy days and years
yes,
to come. But of course, over here, we don't have years and days. We,
no.
I don't know how to explain it to you.
It's eternal.
It is eternal life,
yes,
but beautiful, you know.
Yes.
One never seems to grow tired
no,
always there are interesting things to do and things to learn, you know.
Yes,
I am never alone, you know.
Yeah.
I have a lot to do with the children.
Yes, I
do. You know?
Yes.
That gives me great happiness.
That's very nice.
And often there are children who come over, and I like to help them.
Yes.
You know, we have schools here.
Yes.
We have what you would call collage.
Yes.
You know, where children are taught and helped to grow, to understand things, you know. Oh, I don't think anyone can understand exactly the reality of this world until they come here.
Mm.
We talk about this and that.
Take your mother, she is there now, and she doesn't...
Oh, she is here, but, you know...
Doesn't understand the reality.
Well, it is difficult for her. I think she will. But she is happy, you know, in her own way.
Yeah.
Gradually she will realize more.
Because she has lost all pain and all the infirmities she had in life.
Well, she was like a newborn woman, you know.
Exactly.
No ache and pain, no worries. But and of course gradually she realized that she's no longer old.
Mm-hmm.
And when the people adjust themselves to the idea that age is mere material, you know, they don't bring it here, only within the mind, you know. And once they change the outlook, then they revert to their youth.
Yes.
There is no old age here, only temporary for some people, because they cannot change. It takes some people longer.
Tell me about your brothers, Harry and Knut, and them. Do you meet them often?
Oh, very often. But I am not with them.
No, not with them.
No.
No.
I meet them.
Yeah.
You see, this is what people don't understand, I think.
No, no,
automatically, you know. They think that you are with your relations, you know.
Mm.
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes you see your people, but you're not necessarily with them all the time.
You know, the impression is from the time when you pass over and when the transition takes place. All your relatives are there to greet you.
Well, that is often so, but...
And then they think that they will take you with them, you see, wherever they
go. No, I think people have this idea.
Yeah.
I think it depends a great deal on the people.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, some people, when they first come here, are met by their relations.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily stay with their relations.
Uh-huh.
You see, after all, people are on different levels of consciousness, you know. A different development.
Yes.
And the person perhaps who has just come over is not yet ready to enter fully into the condition of life which some of these people may be on.
Mm-hmm.
All that one can do is to welcome people and to help them adjust themselves, you know, to their new environment. But you're not necessarily always with a certain person or people.
Mm-hmm.
Only where there is a very long strong, you know, tie of love, like with you and me, when you come here, and also because we have knowledge of this, and because we have communication, it helps to make it easier.
Yes,
you have greater understanding, you see.
Yeah.
So when you come here, we shall be automatically together, because it would be the most natural thing.
Yeah, I understand.
But you see, some people don't understand these things.
Mm.
If people are not in tune, you know, not in harmony, if they're not, as it were, right for each other, you know, unless they are right for each other, unless they are a part of each other, then they're not necessarily together.
No.
People don't realize that this world is so vast, you know.
Exactly.
I only know a very small part of it, you know. The immensity of life here is tremendous, and no one could expect to understand it immediately. It would take aeons of time.
Yes, the cosmos is so vast. It just can't.
You know, we have been so close together and in tune for centuries.
Yes.
And this is what brings us, when we are together here, in a more permanent way.
Yes.
There will be no breaking away.
No.
We are right for each other.
Yes.
But we have created this, you know, not just in one life, but in many.
Yes, many lives.
I wish you could see the beauty of this world.
Yes, darling.
I think in a way perhaps you have a realization within your innermost self.
Yes.
But this is something you cannot put into words.
No.
And sometimes when you are asleep, you are here with me, you know?
Yes.
Often you perhaps don't remember, but you are with me.
I never remember a thing of what I do when I come with you. And...
Well, perhaps if you were to remember too much, you would not be able to face your daily life, huh?
No, I think so, perhaps that is...
And that would be very bad,
yes,
too.
Yes, I see.
I think there is some truth in this.
Yes.
I think a little knowledge can be a great blessing.
Yes.
And no doubt a great deal of knowledge is a blessing, too.
Yes.
But I think in our case, if you were to remember too much of the joy and the happiness of this life, it would be harder for you to face the world.
Now, for instance, if you were to go to a concert, I could remember even a bit of a visit.
You have got a very bad cold.
No, I'm afraid of her.
Do you know, I have brought him that glycerin tannic acid I used to use with you.
I remember.
To paint the throat. Do you remember that?
I do.
And how efficient that was. Darling?
I don't.
Yes. He got this cold during the holidays.
He must have a very bad cold.
Because I think...
What did you say? He has got a very bad cold.
Yeah. And then I told him to take this vitamin C tablet every day. Because, you know, I don't remember catching a cold since we started taking vitamin C. Ascorbic acid tablet. And they are really now regarded as absolutely perfect for colds.
You mean they are preventative?
Preventative,
right?
Yes.
That is better still.
Yes.
Right?
And they also help your eyes and teeth.
Well, what did you say?
They also help the eyes and the teeth.
Well,
you see. So I told him he must take it regularly, whether not only when he's got a cold. I do take it even now, darling. I never miss taking a vitamin C. Every morning I take it at breakfast time. And
you keep very well.
Well, darling, I have to keep well because...
No one to look after you.
I would be miserable if I had to be in bed and no one to turn to, you know.
I would be there.
Yes, but I know you keep me in tune with all the preventive measures you...
I look after you.
Yes, I know.
But you are not going to be ill.
No.
I don't think for one moment you will be ill. I've always said to you,
yes,
and I feel sure it is so, that when the time comes,
yes,
you will just come here in your sleep,
yeah,
very quickly. I always feel this with you. I do not feel you will ever have a long illness, you know.
No.
I'm sure you come peacefully and quietly when you are asleep.
Yeah.
That is the best way to come.
Yes, that would be very nice. That would be very nice. I think not many people are blessed to have some vision like that.
What did you say?
I say not many people are blessed to pass out of the world without...
No, I think most people, you know, have this fear...
Yeah.
Of old age, you know,
yes.
And being ill and having to depend on other people.
Yeah.
I think this is natural that people have this fear. I think a lot of people are not so afraid of dying, but the process, you know, of dying, don't you?
No, that's right.
Well, that is one thing no one can escape from. Everyone has to die.
Yes.
That is why it puzzled me, you know, when people are afraid to talk about this. Communication, you know.
Yes,
they don't want to know about it, you know.
Yes,
they think it's wrong, you know.
Yes, right.
And yet everyone has to die.
Yes.
You think they would like to know more about it, huh?
Yes.
Whereas, you know, we have been so blessed.
Yes,
and other people could be helped
I think that is why perhaps we have reached the end of our evolution, that we understand.
I'm sure of it.
Yes.
I think the realization that we have, that death is the beginning of life, not the end, you know.
No, that's right.
It is the opening up, you know.
It's like a new birth.
It's as if you have been planted like a seed in the earth,
yes,
but you flower in the spirit, you know.
Yes.
You come to full blossoming here.
Yes, darling.
I know I have never been so happy,
but
now that you understand this,
yes,
it makes me so happy.
Yes, darling.
And I know that eventually we will be together.
Yes, darling.
This is the important thing, you know.
Yes.
I am so sorry for you that you have a cold. Oh, thank you.
Oh, my darling, I hope he will start using this glycerinic acid immediately.
I think it will help him.
Before I go back, he'll be well.
Oui.
Yes. I would like to apply this through before I go, and just for once.
I think, you know, he is very subject to these things.
Yes.
He is susceptible.
And you know, he got very bad weather when he was on holiday. And I know he must be like a fish out of water.
A fish out of water?
Yes.
How do you mean?
You know how the fish would feel like when taken out of water.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I know.
Yeah.
But a fish out of water dies.
Yes, but not for a time if you take a fish out of water. I mean, when you see fish being caught by the fishermen,
uh-huh,
they're alive for hours in the hold of the ship.
Are they?
Yes.
Poor fish.
But you know, now the fish are dying out before they ever come.
I think many fish now die,
yes,
you know,
yes,
in the sea.
In the sea, that's right.
I think everywhere is getting pollution, you
yes,
know. The air and the sea and the land.
Yeah.
I wonder what it will, you know, the future is very sad, you know.
Very sad, yes. You see, the trouble is that people are frittering away the resources God gave them. And already there is almost a shortage of benzene and petrol and all the oil products.
Uh-huh.
And people will have to be rationed. You see?
Well, I don't know. The world is changing.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I am very happy for myself to be away from it.
Yes.
I am sorry for you.
Yes, darling.
Because, you know, you miss me,
yes,
but I am so near you.
Yes.
I watch over you.
Yes.
And you know, we both know,
yes,
we shall be together again soon.
Yes, darling, I know.
That is the important thing. The only thing you don't know is the date.
I'll never forget the first sitting you said about the name on the gravestone.
I know that you have it put there already,
yeah,
but there is no date because you don't know.
But you know, that was a wonderful survival proof if one knew it, because I was a complete stranger to Leslie's that first sitting.
I know.
And you come out with that.
Well, I have to think of things,
yes,
to tell you,
yes,
because after all, I know how important it is, you know,
yes,
from time to time to say certain things,
yes,
that prove, you know.
That's right. This was a wonderful survival proof. No, nobody can gainsay that. And it wasn't even in my mind at the time.
No.
No.
Well.
But you know, when I did that, you wouldn't really realize that I was half dead, half alive, and sort of not conscious that I would be able to continue. And half of my body was more or less paralyzed. I could hardly walk properly, and I could hardly eat properly, and I could hardly sleep properly. And then, gradually, sort of, I pulled myself together and tried to make contact with you, and Then I took to spiritual healing, and I gradually recovered, almost from that condition. So, it was no wonder when I told the gravestone man to put my name on, because it cannot be many weeks before I join you.
Well, it is a few years.
Huh?
It is a few years.
Yes, yes.
But you will be with me.
Yeah.
That is the great day that we look forward to.
Yeah.
When you step out of that body,
yeah,
and you join me here,
yes,
that will be a day of rejoicing,
yeah,
for us both,
yes,
and the children.
Yes.
It will be wonderful.
Yeah.
But you know I look after you.
Yes, darling, you do.
Until that day, you know.
You do it very well. And I'm so conscious of it, too.
I wish I could come and kiss you. But I love you, darling.
I thank you, sweetheart.
You are coming tomorrow?
Yes, I come tomorrow.
I hope tomorrow the medium, yes, will be better.
And I'm so happy to hear you.
My love to you.
God bless.
Tomorrow we will talk again, huh?
Yes.
Perhaps the medium will be better.
Yes, I am.
But we try very hard.
Yes, thank you.
Bless you, darling.
Yes, thank you.
I will not say goodbye. I don't like it.
No, no.
I say au revoir.
Thank you.
You know, she's a marvelous communicator.
Yes.
And she does love you so much.
Yes, yes, she does.
I wish she'd get rid of that cold.
Yes.
Well, I shall eventually, Mickey.
Yes, yes,
it's,
yes,
gradually, it's not anything like as bad as it was.
Yes. Ah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, she did very well.
Yes, she did very well.
In spite of my coughing,
yes,
and fluttering.
Yeah.